If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello there, my very good friends. Andy Murray here for What Culture Wrestling. And while we all have the tendency to get a little bit upset when wrestling promotions push crusty old dudes over hot, young, up-and-coming favourites, sometimes in pro wrestling, dudes old enough to be your dad just rule. We're going to talk about them today. Here are 10 wrestlers who still kicked ass in their 50s. Number 10. Jushin Thunder Liger. The really bittersweet thing about Liger's retirement in 2020 was that even though he was 55 years old and at the end of an epic 35-year career, the guy was still really great in the ring. I mean, if anyone in New Japan had earned the right to just take it easy and phone it in his advancing years of his career, it was Liger. But he didn't. He was high effort to the very end, and sure, he wasn't flying and darting around the ring like he used to, but he was still one of the most complete wrestlers on the entire roster. A legendary figure and perhaps the most influential junior heavyweight wrestler of all time, Liger worked everywhere from CMLL in New Japan to WCW and, yes, even WWE. Remember his takeover match with Tyler Breeze? That feels like it went down a lifetime ago. But Liger was 50 even then. Crazy. Number 9. Ric Flair. Of course the Nature Boy was going to be on this list. I mean, sure, we all lived through I'm Sorry, I Love You, one of the best, most emotional retirement matches ever. Ric Flair was 58 years old at that point, and yeah, he went away to TNA, he wrestled again, he kind of sullied the moment. But let's rewind a little bit. Ric Flair turned 50 years old in 1999. That was before WCW even went out of business. And when you think about all the awesome years he gave us in WWE after that, it's quite remarkable, really. I mean, he played such an important role as a member of Evolution, crafting, helping the young careers of Randy Orton and Batista, and beyond that, as a singles wrestler, tremendous feuds with Triple H and Edge in 2005, 2006, and beyond. Ric Flair, for at least the first, I don't know, 7 or 8 years of his 50s, really aged gracefully. He was a tremendous credit to the company and to himself, and that run, yeah, it was removed from his prime years, but it was so sick. Number 8. PCO. Frankly, it's a miracle that this guy can even walk these days. I mean, the former Quebecer Pierre returned to the ring in 2016 and reinvented himself, really, as a big, bumping big man, taking all kinds of crazy head, neck, and back bumps that men half his age should probably think twice about taking. Never mind that he's built like an absolute chimney stack. The guy went crazy, and the scene went crazy for him. When he came back to the indies, PCO created his own buzz, and this ended up with him signing for Ring of Honor at 50 years old in December 2018. And it's to his credit and to his effort into reinventing himself that when he won that company's world title the following year in his 50s, it didn't seem wrong or out of place at all. It was sentimental and it was nostalgic. But it was really earned, and he's kind of on the downswing at the moment, even in that company, but what a comeback run this has been. One of the most incredible, after such a long period away from the ring, that I can think of. Number 7, Sting. Sting is currently 61 years old, and yes, okay, his current AEW run hasn't been perfect. It's involved a lot of snow and kind of like pointing at Team Taz and being a little bit threatening and sticking up for Darby Allin, not doing a whole lot, not a whole lot of variation in this run so far. However, as we record this on last week's television, this guy just got snapped into the mat with a Brian Cage powerbomb. After all the surgeries, all the injury worries, everything else, Sting at 61 years old, he's still doing his thing, man. And let's not forget that for his last few years in Impact Wrestling, Sting was over 50, and sure, he wasn't putting in career best work, and he wasn't always booked particularly well, but he was still entering credible performances whenever asked to deliver in a big spot. If you don't believe me, rewind to Bound for Glory 2009, check out his match with AJ Styles. Even in his 50s, Sting has still done a lot of really good stuff. That's why he's on this list. Number 6, Chris Jericho. So at a nice even 50 years old, Chris Jericho is the youngest person on this list. He didn't even turn 50, in fact, until November 2020. But the thing about Jericho is that, yes, he's this master of reinvention. But with his physical capabilities perhaps declining, and yeah, maybe he's not the same force between the ropes he used to be, he is still an A-grade talker, an A-grade character, and now an A-plus star maker. He is vital at the moment in grooming MJF to eventually take his role atop the wrestling world. He's doing sterling work on Dynamite every single week, and in the end, this whole deal, this whole inner circle civil war, this whole partnership between MJF and Chris Jericho is going to help make MJF a megastar. It's tremendous stuff, and star maker Chris Jericho in his 50s, this is going to be one of the most productive periods of his whole career. Number 5, Goldberg. All right, I know that Goldberg isn't the most popular figure around the lot of you who like typing Oldberg, like it's some kind of sick burn and posting 1,000 cry laugh emojis after it, but hear me out. Okay, yes, he's had some stinkers, right? The Undertaker match was a near disaster, both in terms of how it was performed and the health and safety of the bloody wrestlers. But think about the positives of this. Post 50 years old, Goldberg has had the really awesome Dolph Ziggler squash. I thought the Royal Rumble 2020 match with Drew McIntyre was done just right as well. But of course, the pièce de résistance has to be that WrestleMania match with Brock Lesnar. Goldberg was over 50, and it was one of the most all-action five-minute bomb fests, a tremendous, concise, little action movie of a pro wrestling match, really. So much fun. And Bill did the damn thing. Say what you will about the guy, he's not always used in ways that the fan base likes. But he'll always have that match, man. Number 4, The Undertaker. This is a kind of similar entry to Goldberg, really, because there are a bunch of different matches you could point to from Taker's later career and say, that wasn't very good, but maybe you should think about stepping away from the ring. But the thing with Undertaker is that, yes, he has had these sloppier moments, and yes, there have been some disappointments, and yes, maybe there's an argument to be made that he should have stepped away from the ring a little bit earlier. But come on, it's not been all duds. In his 50s, The Undertaker served up that awesome feud with Brock Lesnar, encompassing multiple pay-per-views. There was the Boneyard match, and yes, it was heavily produced and probably heavily rehearsed in a very big budget production, but okay, cool, fine. It was still the greatest B-movie that WWE has ever produced, and a whole lot of fun. And let's not forget the Graveyard Bloody Dogs. That match was so superb. It was actually one of my favorite WWE matches of that entire year. So yes, The Undertaker had a few slip-ups along the way, but there were times when WWE booked matches around his limitations, and he really looked great. Number 3, Dustin Rhodes. It's really easy to take Dustin Rhodes for granted as a wrestler because he's been great basically since the early 90s as The Natural, and he's gone through so many phases of his career since then. And today, he's not the most pushed commodity in AEW, but you just wind back the clock a year and a half or so, closer to 2 years, I guess, but who's counting? Double or Nothing 2019, the peak of Dustin's in-ring career, came when he was over 50 years old. That match with Cody was a dramatic, bloody classic, my favourite match of 2019, and testament to this man's enduring power as a pro wrestler. And even today, you can call on Dustin to do the job as a sympathetic babyface hero marching to his doom against a Lance Archer or anyone else you want to get over. The guy is phenomenal, one of the most underrated wrestlers of all time, and definitely somebody still kicking ass in his 50s. Number 2, Minoru Suzuki. 2020 was not a vintage year for New Japan. The creative decline all across the company was there to see. But one major highlight was Minoru Suzuki, who was awesome throughout the year, having brutal, bruising, hard-hitting battles with the likes of Yuji Nagata and Shingo Takagi. He was maybe the best guy in the whole company all year long. And he did this at 51 and 52 years old. It seems that New Japan's murder grandpa is ageless, and his style, even though it hits hard and looks brutal, he doesn't really bump a whole lot. The scariest thing about Suzuki over everything isn't the scowl, it isn't the slaps, it isn't the chops. It's that he could probably do this for another 4 or 5 years and be just as good. And at number one, Terry Funk. It's always an absolute pleasure to talk about Terry Funk on this channel because we don't get the opportunity to do that terribly often, even though he is undisputably, in my view, one of the best wrestlers of all time, with two of his standout attributes being his longevity and his ability to reinvent himself, his adaptability. It's impossible for me to sum up the full range of Terry Funk's awesomeness in this single video, but keep in mind that Terry was 50 years old when he was in ECW. He turned 50 for that company, and he was this pioneering figure, this really important, violent icon, this wrestling legend who really helped ECW rise from the ashes and becoming the force it became to be. And Paul Heyman will tell you the same thing himself. But even beyond that, we can go into the guy's 60s if you want, and why not do that? I mean, look at this. Look at this. This is ECW One Night Stand 2006. In this picture, covered in his own blood, Terry Funk is 61 years old. It's insane. That's what he looked like leaving this six-person tag on that show. And it's a great match, by the way. But 61, man. Gee whiz. I don't want to look anything like that when I'm 61 years old. I don't even want to get a paper cut when I'm 61 years old. God bless Terry Funk, man. Finally, in 2021, it looks once and for all that the Funker, after many, many attempts at doing so, has retired. He wrestled his last wrestling match in 2017 at the age of 73. Good grief.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.